and Emma.
Emma, you're going to tell us about Marae Tyres. What's the story there?
So, do you remember last week I had Anna Chancellor and Rob Brydon on talking about My Lady Jane? Well, this week I have another actor from it. But this week, Roz, she's a Cork woman. Right, so for anyone who missed it last week, My Lady Jane came out on Thursday on Prime Video. It's brilliant. It is about Lady Jane Grey, who was the shortest serving British monarch back in the 16th century, right? And it's her story retold, reimagined, and it's absolutely gas. And as I said,
I have been trying to remember, because you did this for Under the Influence, and I've been trying to remember what it is, because I need to watch it, because it sounded amazing. Lady Jane.
Yeah, if you're into a period drama, it's brilliant. Very funny, good story. And as I said, I caught up with Marae Tyres, and here she is.
Hello, Marae, how are you? It's lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you. How are you getting on?
Good, thank you. Congratulations on My Lady Jane.
Thank you. I'm really excited for people to see it.
Oh, it's so good. I've watched 3 episodes now, and I have to say, I was delighted to hear your Irish accent in there.
Yes, and there's also some Irish slang there too, and Cork slang.
I noticed that actually. I'll ask you about that first then. So I noticed in the first episode, there's a scene and you call somebody a langer. And I was wondering, is that you? Were you behind that or did they add that in especially for you?
So that was, the part was written Irish, all right. But I think that was added in, Gemma the writer has some family in Cork, and yeah, I think she was trying her best to get some kind of Easter eggs in there for our Cork people, and she did that very successfully. And yeah, it is, I mean, to a lot of people, it'll go over their heads, they won't know what it means, but I think for the Cork people, it's a good little Easter egg.
Absolutely, and I'm a dub, so I'm not even a Cork person, and I heard it, and I was like, yes.
Yeah, I never expected to hear a word like that on Amazon Prime, so take it over.
Absolutely not, especially for a show that's based in the 16th century as well.
Yes, I know. I don't even know if that word would have been around, so I don't know how historically accurate it is, but
we'll just roll with it anyway.
We will.
And what about for you as the role of Susanna? What was it that attracted you to the role?
Coming from an Irish perspective, we've seen in TV and film over time the kind of character of the Irish maid. It's quite like a trope. And I think when I initially saw it, I was like, oh, Irish maid, okay. What's this going to be like? And then read the character description and read some of the scripts later on. I was like, oh, this is so refreshing. Like, it's completely rewritten that trope that we've seen before of the kind of soft-spoken, dutiful maid that, you know, is usually always Irish. And, you know, she's such a kind of gutsy and rebellious and brave, fearless woman. And then also as well, I mean, I did my, you know, recall over Zoom and was so warmed by the fact that it was, you know, I think there was maybe 8 squares in front of me on the screen and all of them were inhabited by women, and that like felt so important. That really excited me. There were so many draws to the role and to the show. It was a no-brainer then when I was offered it.
That's one thing that I've noticed so far. I'm only 3 episodes in, but the women, you know, back then, women probably weren't considered to be equal with men. Whereas in this series, I love how there's a theme throughout it of strong women who are determined to stand up for themselves. And as a female, I'm guessing that's really important for you.
100%. And it felt like, you know, yes, I guess in this story and in, you know, 16th century Britain, you're looking at quite like, there is obviously patriarchy there and it's quite harsh, and we have obviously now more rights than, you know, back then, but there is so many parallels, and I think it's written so well by Gemma and Meredith, the showrunner. They've kind of added in scenarios that we still experience every day, where whether it's trying to kind of having to prove yourself or having to justify yourself multiple times, we can all, I think, look at that situation and feel, you know, we can relate to it, unfortunately, but I think it's empowering. And like the female characters drive the plot and have an effect on the plot, which I think, you know, isn't always seen on film and TV. Usually you'd see maybe female characters who are there to just sit in the corner and agree and be pretty, and it's quite nice to see them getting down and dirty and fighting and having, you know, an actual effect on the storyline, and not just an effect but actually driving it and changing it.
So I played a little game with Rob and Anna with 16th century words, because one thing that I noticed was, like, a lot of the phrases that were used in the show, some of them are still used, like, in modern day, like manky and bugger off and things like that. So I wanted to see if you'd let me test you and see if you can guess what some of these 16th century words mean.
Yeah, go on, absolutely.
So if I were to call you a kicky wicker, what would that mean?
Sounds like kind of someone who's going to kick a basket. Someone who kind of throws their toys out of the pram and gets easily riled up.
No, very wrong. It's a wife.
Oh,
What about if I were to say you were a Lubberworth?
Lubberworth. That kind of sounds like someone who's a bit of a drag.
It's a lazy person, so you're not far off.
Not far off, yeah.
This one here, I don't think you'll guess right. A gander mooner.
Someone who goes out in the night and kind of just wanders about looking at the moon.
Going for a little gander. It's actually, wait for this now. This is very, very in depth. It's a man who flirted with other women while his wife recovered for childbirth, or a husband who strays during the time of the month of his wife. So when she's unavailable, he strays.
Wow, gander mooner. That's quite, because there's obviously history in that. Moon maybe to do with like the menstrual cycle and birth and stuff perhaps.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, you're all gandering. Other women.
Great. Thank you so much for chatting with me today. It was lovely to meet you, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.